Hi, it's Phil Hewlett. We're going to get the show started in a second. You've been hearing me talk about Aquasana for your home water filtration needs. Well, I'm holding in my hand right now. You can't see this unless you're watching the show. Actually, you can see it. We have a picture of it on our website. I'll tell you how to see that in a moment. But this is a personal filtered bottle water it's a filtered bottle where you put your water, any kind of water. You could dunk it in a lake or a pond and drink it, and it'll be crystal clear, safe, beautiful water. You get purity without parity. The Aquasana filter bottle removes over 99% of bacteria, lead, chlorine, cryptosporidium, and giardia. You don't want any of those things. Drink easy with a professional-grade filtration at your fingertips. Simply fill the 22-ounce bottle with water and then drink it. The filter bottle is economical. It's the long filter life. It's like 3 months per filter. That's like 18 cents a gallon. You save hundreds of dollars versus bottled water. It's eco-friendly, BPA-free, lead and cadmium-free. You got to get one of these. Save money by having a portable water bottling plant in your cup holder. That's right. Sign up online for Aquasana's Water for Life program, and you'll get a discount on your filter, a bottle, and free shipping on filters. And if you refer a friend, you get $20 cash. They'll just send it to you. Visit our sponsors page. See this bottle on our website right now and get Aquasana. Live healthy. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, we have a packed show. You cannot believe what we have on here. We have a preview from Comic-Con from a bona fide geek. It's a huge weekend for movies. Manny the Movie Guy joins us. Is it going to be Star Trek or the Ice Age movie or something else? Hey, if you're an old guy like me, you might think about starting your own business. Is that a good idea? We have a midlife entrepreneur expert on the program. Oh, that should be good. Gary Warner, the travel guy, will uncover the last-minute summer travel deals and the President's Gardens and the First Lady's Gardens at the White House. There's a whole bunch of them and a lot of interesting stories behind them as well. And I'm sure I'm leaving something out. There's so many things. Oh, yeah, that's right. There's a company making vodka out of San Francisco fog. We have their lead distiller on the program a little later on. I heard you. They're gone.
You had me at vodka, sir.
All right, joining us on the program today, he's proud to be a recovering radio morning guy. He's proud to be a Republican, and he's proud to be a filthy, stinking rich, the man behind Gonzo.fm, Gonzo Greg Spillane.
There may be some factual problems in that statement, but apparently there is something going on in Cleveland, and I'm going to try and figure out what that is in a moment.
He's particularly skilled in the gift of gab, likable sports talk radio host, coach, and mentor, and none of that will give him a big head. Dale Lopes.
Hey, Phil. You know what? You won't believe how many pregnant women in the United States that have the Zika virus.
It's like one or two, right?
Well, you'll be surprised.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Okay. Let's get things started. We'll start with you, Gonzo. I know you were sitting at home and running the DVR and playing back all your favorite moments, inspiring moments.
Every single moment from the rock jam-packed Republican National Convention in Cleveland. No, I didn't watch any of it.
You didn't watch any of it?
Not a bit.
All right. Well, you know, we don't talk a lot of politics on this show, right?
No, and I'm not about to, but I did find it interesting that Google has announced that searches for a third-party candidate spiked by 1,150% in the past week.
Wow.
Yeah, just putting that out there.
Yeah, maybe we should have a third-party candidate on. Mike Stark, can we get maybe the Libertarian or the Green candidate on the show? What do you think?
Somebody
we'll
in.
Try.
Yeah.
We'll try. We'll try.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll try. Yeah.
They need publicity.
And by try, we won't.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, whenever you host a large event, certainly a political convention like that, it's going to bring a lot of dollars to the town. Cleveland, obviously, seeing some dollars flow in from this. And some of the people making some good money in Cleveland are the gay escorts, apparently, are having booming business right now.
Yeah, all right.
The Republican National Convention Theoretically, you wouldn't think would be that big of a moneymaker for the gay escorts, but apparently it has. Business is way better, says one guy. I've seen 10 clients so far.
It's the GOP, the gay old party.
Yes, exactly. They say most of them are first-timers. Another escort said he'd already earned $1,600 since Monday,
which is
over six times the amount he usually makes. And they checked with the women, hookers, and they say business is down.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, business is down during the Republican convention. So you may be right, Phil. That may be the gay old party.
It could be. And you can't hire a female escort because that would upset the evangelicals.
Sure, but gay marriage is bad.
Conflicting messages.
Right. Don't use the wrong restroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing I don't have a plank at my house.
Like what? In your platform?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You done with those? Because I'm curious. I see all these people walking off of curbs and walking into poles and disrupting my dinner when I'm out at my favorite cafe.
Have you had anybody bust into your house yet trying to find Pikachu?
No, not yet. But my daughter says she's found pretty much as many as she wants to find, and she's already over it. But people are just going nuts to try to catch all of those Pokemon monsters, aren't they?
I have friends that clearly have a problem with this game. I mean, and it's been, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
And they're still way into it. It's kind of creepy. A guy in New York apparently has become the United States' first Pokemon Go master after he has managed to catch all the monsters listed in the country's Pokemon.
Wow, all of them. So How many are there?
142, apparently.
Oh, uh-huh.
He spent 2 weeks, 50 hours a week, hatching 303 eggs and covering over 95 miles on foot.
Mm.
Interesting. His player name is Hodor.
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 The furthest he had to travel was to go to New Jersey, and there were a few Pokestops. He had kind of an advantage because he was near Central Park. So there are a lot of them in parks and
Hodor.
Stuff. So.
Hodor. Was he in Cleveland? No.
No, I don't think so. No, he was north of the wall. Catching.
I have one question for him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now what?
Now what do you do?
His life is over. Yeah. Boy, that's a lot of boring Saturday nights or Monday through Saturday.
Right.
Huh?
Well, I'm sure he has many girlfriends that are be rushing over.
Exactly.
To
yes. Well, lucky for us, we'll be able to watch the all the nearly naked or form-fitting, outfitted, amazing athletes in Rio and surrounding areas in Brazil, because the Summer Olympics are just a couple of weeks away, and everybody's going to catch the Zika virus. But we're concerned about here in the United States, if it's spreading at all. And you scared me, Dale, with your introductory headline there, because I was thinking maybe one or two pregnant women in the United States might have the virus. But what's the real number now?
You know, I was shocked to hear this. 320 pregnant women in the U.S. have Zika.
320?
Yes. There are 7 babies that have been born with the birth defects.
Oh, my gosh.
And they say there's 5 additional that show fetuses with birth defects.
Wow.
And some of this is from, you know, they've contracted this from traveling abroad. And that's why a lot of these Olympic athletes are concerned about going to Rio.
Yeah.
Especially the professional athletes.
Right.
The NBA players, the golfers. They've turned it down just for that reason.
My goodness.
So it's scary.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's easy to catch.
Yes.
If it's grown that fast, I mean, I don't remember HIV growing that fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only been a few months, hasn't it?
Yeah, this is like, yeah.
But if you're a guy, it doesn't matter, right? You're like, man, that's
no, there's a, guys get it too.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but I mean, what does it do to us? Nothing, right?
Well, I believe they can even transmit it too, I believe.
Well, it's transmitted sexually. Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
Or through any kind of bodily fluid. You know, if you walk up to somebody and
much
you
like know, the AIDS virus and stuff, you know, it's
drool in somebody's eye, it's over.
Well, you're into that too. Huh? All right.
But we're going to have a whole, I mean, 320, just do the math over the generations. I mean, it's only, you know, like 30 years before there will be a million grown people with those, the Zika baby heads.
Yeah.
What do you call that again?
The earth is just trying to kill us. It's really, it just keeps coming up with new ways to, we are some sort of plague on this
planet. We are resilient, though. We keep fighting back and coming up with cures and thinking of other ways to live past 100. You know what, while we're fighting the good fight here on this planet to beat back disease and all the important causes that we have in life, there's no more important activity than migrating to San Diego in full costume to participate in Comic-Con. And we have a contributor and full geek who joins us on the program from time to time. Who
he vetted, a vetted geek.
Yes, and big-time cosplay. He and his soon-to-be wife, or that maybe they've been married, I'm not sure. They dress up almost every day in a different kind of character outfit. It's just uncanny. Mike Templeton joins us in just a moment. Lunar Pages, by the way, if I haven't told you about them, if you have a website, you need to check out Lunar Pages. If you have a business, large, small, or in between, even if you're not a business and you're a blogger and you need a place to host your blog because you want to control it rather than let some other service tell you what you can and can't do with your website. They're reliable, scalable, and cloud computing, dedicated IP, SSL certificates, all these things that you need, and they have a patented website hack protection service called Secure Live. It continually monitors your server and stops hackers before they get in. They have hundreds of scripts, all the language support that your developers need, and the nice thing about it is their data centers and their support team all here in the United States. Look for their button on our sponsors page. Click it. You'll receive deep discounts exclusive to my listeners and a 30-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. Go check out Lunar Pages. All right, little history lesson for you on Comic-Con. March 21st, 1970, the U.S. Grant Hotel in downtown San Diego. There was a one-day event that drew 100 attendees. It was deemed a success and led to the first full-fledged three-day San Diego Comic-Con on August 1st through 3rd, 1970 at the U.S. Grant Hotel, once again with special guests Ray Bradbury, Jack Kirby, and A.E. Von Vogt. Von Vogt, I think is how he said it. Over 300 attendees packed into the hotel's basement for that one. The show's main home in the 1970s was the El Cortez Hotel in downtown San Diego, which my soon-to-be wife back in the 1980s and I attended. It was a couple of guys with tables and comic books, and probably 400 or 500 people, and not bad. It moved to the Convention and Performing Arts Center in 1979, stayed there till 91 when the big San Diego Convention Center opened. It's been home to the there at that facility for over two decades now, and draws more than 125,000 people, and one of them, who is joining us now with a preview of the 47th Comic-Con, is the host of the Retro Convo podcast, Total Comic Book and Cosplay Geek, Mike Templeton. Hello, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Phil?
Going great, even better now that you're here.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has, and Comic-Con has been at it for a while, and it's come a long way, hasn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. I was listening to your history lesson there. But yeah, the 10 years that I've been going consistently, it's just grown and grown and grown and grown to the fact that, like, I can't even get a hotel down there now. Now it's easier for me to commute from L.A. than stay in San Diego.
Yeah, but honestly, how many of the guys who are dressed up in costumes going to Comic-Con actually have a need to get a room?
That's true.
Now, with the growth and the transformation, Comic-Con has become what? An escape for people who like to dress up funny, or is it about comic books anymore? What really is it? How would you describe it?
I'd say more nowadays it's more of like a networking convention. Like there's people there that go in costumes, but they're more about like, hey, you know, getting to know each other. So I'd say it's more of a community event, bringing everybody together from all different fandoms, video games, comic books, movies, especially nowadays with how big comic book movies are doing in theaters.
Yeah, right. And then there's always the girl walking around with a sign that says free hugs, right?
Oh, and no, it's usually the sweaty guy that does that now.
The sweaty guy, free hugs. Oh. Now, the movie companies are all there, huge sponsors. The media covers it like it's huge news. So tell me about some of the things you're looking forward to seeing this year at Comic-Con.
Let's see. We had Marvel drop a lot of their stuff last night with a lot of their Netflix series. So we got the first trailer for Luke Cage, Iron Fist, which is the next one after Luke Cage, and then Defenders, which is kind of the Avengers of the Netflix TV shows. So all that dropped last night. Warner Brothers and DC have been pushing really hard with Suicide Squad this year, mostly because it comes out next month, and it looks really good. We also got a new poster for Wonder Woman, which looks gorgeous.
Wait, the poster does, or Wonder Woman looks gorgeous?
Hey, both. I wouldn't mind having this poster hanging on the wall. It's that It's gorgeous.
So the new Wonder Woman poster is the Farrah poster,
right?
For us
70s.
Old guys, yeah.
Yeah, from the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the actress? Do you know?
It's Gal Gadot from who played her in Batman v Superman.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's talk, too, that we're not seeing a lot of screenings because the studios are freaked out about piracy and stuff.
Yeah, so that was the big thing last year. Is pretty Warner Brothers showed off the trailer for Batman v Superman at Comic-Con and then showed off some early trailer footage for Suicide Squad, and that was meant to only be for the people at Comic-Con. This year, we're not getting so much of that because it all leaked, basically,
right.
10 minutes after it got shown.
Yeah, yeah. You know, last time I went, I was in a big symposium, big room, and they had one of those panel discussions, and it was all the actors from what's that movie series from the books about vampires and wolves?
Oh, it's Twilight?
Twilight, yeah, yeah. So all the Twilight actors were there. So it was a huge, packed room. And I held up my phone for a second and just snapped a picture just to commemorate the fact that I was there and maybe hit that social media. I was surrounded by guys with earplugs, and they pulled me into a back room and watched me as I deleted my memory card. I had that option, or they would take the phone. Those are the two things.
Break your kneecaps.
Yeah. So I'm surprised that piracy is a big deal because they're on top of it over there.
Security on there is really tight about that kind of thing, especially in Hall H, which is a legendary room if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the room I was in. Or is it Hall H the small one?
No, Hall H is the biggest.
The huge one,
6,000-person room.
Yeah, okay. Now, talking about the big room, there's got to be some big names on some panels. How about this year?
This year it seems like it's kind of light. Just kind of going over the schedule, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot to do in there this year. Star Wars is actually not doing anything at Comic-Con. They had their big convention last week in London. And Marvel's only really got Doctor Strange coming out later this year. So it's actually been kind of a light year.
You know what Disney figured they could do their own convention and, sell tickets and make money. Why give it away for free, to Comic-Con?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what Star Wars' mentality is. Marvel's got Disney and their own convention, which will be next year in Anaheim.
Yeah. What do you think about the logic of releasing the Star Trek movie the same weekend as Comic-Con?
You know, Captain America did it a couple of years ago, and I think it's great. You know, they had the world premiere there at Comic-Con, and it's a sold-out event. Everybody seemed to have loved it. I think it's a great idea. I mean, Comic-Con is such a big thing, that, and there's so many movie theaters down in San Diego. Yeah. Why not do that?
Yeah, yeah. So ultimately, I think what I hear you saying is that Comic-Con, for 125,000-plus people, is a big hookup.
Basically, yeah. Well, I mean, so many words, yeah. But it's definitely something I think everybody in the nerd community definitely has to check out at some point in their lives.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have a ticket, even if you don't have a badge, just being down in San Diego is a lot of fun.
And after a while, you get used to it because everybody smells that way, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's San Diego. It all smells.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I do need to know, before I let you go, because I know you usually dress up, are you married now, or are you still engaged with your lovely?
Still engaged. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Now, is she joining you down there this time?
She's joining me. However, we are not dressing up this year.
What?
No.
What have you grown up?
I wish. No. No. Saving up for the wedding.
Wow. Yeah. Because you guys do it right when you do dress. I mean, there's like, well, how much money do you typically spend on a pair of costumes?
You know, I'm working on a set of Stormtrooper armor from the original Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
And I've sunk probably about $400, $500 into it right now. And that's actually low end.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, when you get married, are you going to dress up when you get married?
I think that'll be the one time I don't.
Oh.
All right, just checking.
Just to get everybody like, oh, hey.
Yeah. Everybody check out the Retro Convo. Search for that in your iTunes or whatever else you use for listening to podcasts, because it's an excellent podcast hosted by Mike Templeton, who's been gracious enough to spend some time and tell us all about this year's Comic-Con. Mike, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Phil.
All right. There he goes. Good luck.
So do they go by geeks or nerds?
I think geeks.
I think nerd is a more preferred term.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Geek is less preferred, I believe.
Well, to me, they're kind of geeky. Hey, sometimes you just feel like chucking your 9-to-5 job and starting your own business. A lot of people do that. But at your age, we have a midlife entrepreneur expert joining us in the next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports a Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports a Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Ports a Call Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.